halacha that muteras l'shnayim. Halacha is she's muter to either one of the two, she could marry, and the other one she should receive a get from. Yeah. Right. Beishamai says, Lo yigarish odom es ishtoi. A person is not allowed to give his wife a get. El imke motzu bo dvar erva. Unless he mamish saw his wife doing a dvar erva. She was acting like a pritza. Not because she saw him living with other men, we'll see in the Gemara, but she was acting like a pritza. So that's called a dvar erva. Then he has a right, and it's a mitzvah then, to give his wife a get. But if he doesn't find her doing the dvar erva, he's not supposed to give her a get, even though he doesn't like her. She never, the pasuk says, ki motzu bo ervas dover. If you found by her an ervas dover, that's when you give her a get. That's Beis Shammai. Ubeisil loimim no afilu ekdicho tavshiloi. Even if your wife burnt your supper last night, so you got angry at her, you have a right to give her a get for that. If you got angry at her, stam, she burnt the meat, she burnt your steak. She never, the pasuk says, ki motzu bo ervas dover. Ki motzu bo stam, you find, mash many things you find. So Rashi says, Ervas dover, Rashi says, lebeisil mashmlu oy erva. Oisha dover sirchon. Anything you find. That's what Bethel learns. Kimotsuba ervas dover. Kimotsuba ervas is one thing, and then dover is another thing. Either you find something that you don't like about her, but that also you have a right to give her a get. But Abi, you found something wrong with her. She did something wrong to you. She at least burnt your supper last night. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says no. Even though your wife served you a very good supper last night, she didn't do anything wrong. Just you found a prettier girl. You found somebody nicer than her. And you want to give your first wife a get, the Akiva says you have a right to do it. Shneimer the Pasuk says, as long as you don't find chen in the eyes of your wife anymore, anytime you don't like your wife anymore, even though she didn't do anything wrong, something wrong with you, but still you have a right to give her a get. This is a three-way machlokes. When do you have a right to give your wife a get? And the Shammai says, only if she did a dvar erva. The Sillel says, if she did something wrong to you, you found something wrong with her. And the Kibbutz says, if any reason you want, even though you just found somebody better, you have a right to. So the says, Tanya, we learn like this. Omru Beisil le Beishamai. Beisil says to Beishamai, V'aloi kva nema dover. It says, ki motzu be ervas dover. Dover is mashm anything. So not only like you say erva, mashm anything you found that she does wrong, you have a right to give her a get. Omru lehem Beishamai, she Beishamai answered back, V'aloi kva nema ervas. But it says ervas. Ervas dover, mashm, she did something in erva. She did a dvar erva, she did a pritzus. Then you have a right to give her a get. Omru lehem Beisilol, im nema ervas. If the Torah would have just said ervas, im ya ki yimtsu ba ervas. Fulay nema dover, they wouldn't have said the word dover. Hayisi oime mishum erva taitse, mishum dover loy taitse. Then I would have thought to say mishum dover taitse means mishum erva taitse. Yeah, mishum dover loy taitse. Lakach nema dover. Therefore the Torah says the words dover. This is the way Beisilol says. I would have just said the word erva, then you're right, Beis Shammai. I would have just said mishum erva, give your wife a get. But now that it says the word dover, lekach nema dover, even if anything you found wrong with her, you also will have to give her a get. Now, vilu nema dover, the Torah would have just said, ki motzu bo dover, you found something wrong with her, v'loi nema erva, it didn't say the word ervas, ha'is yema, then I would have said like this, mishum dover tinos liyacher. True, the husband has a right to give his wife a get, even though she only did something wrong to him. And avad, if she did a dvar erva, avad, you could give her a get. But then I would have thought to say, here the pasuk says, when you give her a get, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. So I would have thought, when could she get married to somebody else if you only got rid of her because she did something wrong to you? But umishum erva, but if he got rid of her because she was a prutza, she did a dvar erva, then I would have thought to say, letinos liyachar. Then maybe she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. Nobody else is allowed to remarry her. The Pasuk says no ervas. That even though she did a dvar erva, still you are supposed to give her a get, but somebody else has the right to marry her. That's the way Beisilol learns. So both is true, you have a right to give your wife a get, even though you only found a dover. She did something wrong to you. And erva is to teach us, even b'makom erva, still she has the right to remarry. Ubeishamai fret gemara, hai dover mayavdilei, The Shami says, no, you only have the right to give your wife a get if she did a Dvar Evra. So why does the Pasuk say Dover? Tomorrow says like this, it's for different limud. Nema kan dom. Here it says Ervas Dover. The Nema Lahalan Dover. It says by Mumnis. It says, Apishnaim Adem or Apishloishim Adem Yokum Dover. That for Mumnis to be Mitzi Mumn, you have to have two or three Adem. So we learn out like this. Ma Lahalan Bishnai Adem, just like by money matters. We could only take away money if you have two Adem. Is Afkan Bishnai Adem. Any halach in Dvar Erva, Ishus, anything of Kedushin, of Gerishin, of Saita, when you want to ask to Ish, any halach of Erva, of Negev to Isha, Labaila, then halach Yadavka need two Edim. Even though Stamazai would have thought to say it's like Isurim, and the Klal is Eidechor is Nemimbi Isurim, then we have a Pasuk, no, Erva's Dov, we learn out of Hekish, Dov, Dovor, that by Erva you have to have two Edim. So the Maru Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, Mik Siv Erva Bidover, does it say Erva Bidover? Doesn't say Bidover, it says Erva's Dover. Mashm each one separately. Erva or else Dover. Trashi, the Mashma, the Motzebe Erva be Edim Brurim. Does Erva Bidover mean if you found the Erva with Edim? No, it says Erva's Dover, Mashma separately. Ubeishamai, Miksiv Oy Erva Oy Dover. Beishamai says, but you be sells also wrong. It doesn't say Oy in between. It says, it means like two things here, Erva and Dover. It says Erva's Dover. Ubeisilus, what Shem Beisilus was, he say it means two different things. Lochik Siv Erva's Dover, Temash Mochi, Mash Mochi. Like Beisilus says, no, it doesn't say Erva's U Dover. Because he also is Moida. We need the Xerishava, Dover, Dover to say you need two Adim. But who did it doesn't say Erva Bidover, it says Erva's Dover teaches it also means Dibur, just for you got angry at your wife, she did something wrong for you, you're allowed to give her a get. So kids, that's Basil Shita, Erva's Dover, you have a right to give your wife a get either because she did a Dvar Erva, or else because she did something wrong to you. She burnt your supper last night, you have a right to give her a get. Rabbi Akiva Waimanoa Digichirish Afilo Matsacheris. Even though she didn't do anything wrong to you, just you found somebody better, you also have a right to give your wife a get. So Gemara says, but my kinifligi, what's the machlokes over here? What's the argument in? So Gemara says, but the Resh Lakish. The Yomer Resh Lakish, ki, when the Pasuk says ki, like here it says, ki motzo ve'ervas dover, ki is mishamish medal l'shoinish. The word ki can have, sometimes it has four different meanings to it. E dilma elodoho. So it can have four different mashmoyas, this one word. So it's like this. Beishamai savri, fuho yom lo simtzachain beinov, ki motzo be'ervas dover. If you're not going to like your wife, why? It says, ki motzo be'ervas dover. So, toho motzo be'ervas dover. According to Beisham, he has the word, ki is do. It's like do, it's like this. In other words, the person says, if you're not going to like your wife, why? Because you found in her a Dvar Erva, that's when you have a right to give her a get. That's the way Beishamai dashens. Rabbi Akiva Sava, ki motza be'ervas dover. It means to say, inami bo motza's dover. Here, ki doesn't mean like because. It can mean e, means inami, if. If you found a Dvar Erva, you also have a right to give your wife a get. Now the person says, v'hoyim le'sintzachem be'enav, period. You have a right to give your wife a get, because you don't like her anymore. And then it says, inami like, also, if you found the Dvar Erva, then you're mechuyiv to give her a get. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns. The key here, ki motzo be'ervas dover, means inami. One reason is because you don't like her. And that's up to you, if yes, yet, not, not. But in inami, another thing, if she has a Dvar Erva, then there's a mitzvah to give her a get. Omele Rapapa L'Rova, as Rapapa said to Rova, loy motzo bo, loy erva, bo loy dover mahu. What's going to be the lach if you don't find anything wrong with her? You don't find the erva, if you don't find a dover. Rashi says, lebeitil of a girsha. According to beitil, what's going to be? In other words, if a husband comes home one day, and he decides he doesn't like his wife, like according to Rabbi Akiva, he found somebody that looks nicer. But his wife didn't do anything wrong to him. So according to beitil, what's the lach? Does he have a right to give his wife a get or not? Beitil was the one that said, if she does something wrong to you, then you have a right to give her a get. What about if she didn't do anything wrong? Just you want to give her a gift, you have a right to or not? That's the shaila you know. He's loy motzo bo, loy erva, loy dover mahu. So Omalei, he said back, midigola rachmona gabi oinis. Since the Torah says by the parsha of an oinis, if a man is manas a nara, besulo, he stam takes a nara, he stam takes a girl, and he lives with her, Anaro, so the other Torah says, Lo yuchu l'shalcha kol yomav, that once there's a mitzvah then to marry her, and once you marry her, the other Torah says, Alav, you're never allowed to give her a get. And it says, Kol yidashin kol yomav ba'amoyd ve'echsekoi. If you ever do give her a get, you're supposed to remarry her right away. The kids, there the Torah says, you are not allowed to give your wife a get. Yeah. So, Hosa Mudi Gola Rachmona. Mashma, only over there there's a special mitzvah when you're ma'anis the girl. Then there's a mitzvah, Voloi Seal Isha, that you're supposed to marry her. There the Torah says, you're not allowed to give her a get. Abel Hochob, in any other case, any regular marriage, might be of it. The mind says, if the person gave his wife a get, she's good, there is a good get. Could be. The Chachid, maybe you shouldn't do it. But the mice of the person did do it though, Havada the Loch Riz, if he gave his wife a get, Havada the get is a good get. There's no mitzvah to remarry, you take it back again. Oh, my labor, Mashashi Lerova, Im Libor Lagarsha. What's going to be if the husband made up his mind he wanted to give his wife a get? He had it with her already. But he didn't tell her yet. As far as she knows, he still likes her. V'yosheves tachtav, she's still living with him. Or misham shosoi, and she still works for him. Mal, what's about a case like that? Is the man doing right or wrong? Is he allowed to do this or not? So Mar says, correlates, says about this husband, al tacharosh al reacha, ro, don't think to do bad things to your friend. V'yosheves, and he's sinning to be like he holds with good friends. Like, you're not allowed to do this. Kids, so we tell the husband not to live with his wife now, not the rabbi. You have to speak up and tell your wife that you want to give her a get, but you're not supposed to be this way. Tanya will learn like this. Tanya Remei Weimel. Kishem Shahadeyas. But Maichel, the same way different people have different deyas. By eating, is Kach Deyas Benoshim. The same way different men have different dayas about their wives. So Rashi like this, should dayas b'maicha, Rashi says, dayas b'nei adam chalukas b'yestanisos. People feel different about foods. Shomaicha lo mishta. Yeshu istin, some people are mefunokim, what we call very delicate. V'keitz b'maicha machmas miyas mu'it. If anything miyas, a little fly, would go on top of the food, they would throw it away. V'yeshu are some people that's not so delicate. Shaini istin is kokach. Some people are not delicate at all. So you know, the same thing, some men depends how much they could take from their wife. If the wife are pritzus, how much they could take from the wife. Some people are makbid even a small amount of pritzus, and some people are not makbid even about a lot. So why is the murmuring like this? That kishem shedeus for Michael, saying that people have different ways about eating, kardes benoshim. Yesh l'chodom, there is a man, shezvuv noichu l'tzav koisai, that if a fly falls into his kois, alright, turn over. That if a fly falls into his kois, v'zorka, and they throw away the fly, v'yena shesayus, till he will not eat the food. V'zuhi midas popis ben yuda. Like he's a very big istis, very makbis, very delicate. If a fly just touched his food, he would throw away the food. So the same way people are with their wife, they're very makbid, the wife should not talk to any men at all. V'zui midas popis ben yuda, sheyo noyo b'fnei ishtoi. When he left the house, he would lock the door on the outside, that his wife cannot go out and talk to anybody. He's very makbid, his wife should not talk to any other men. If his wife would talk to other men, he wouldn't take her anymore. Yeah, v'yaitzi. V'yeshtachodin, there is some people though, shezvuk nefot her kaisai, if a fly falls into your kais, v'zok, they throw it away, v'shesayu, then you would drink it. That's a normal person. That you let your wife talk with a brother, with a kravim. Kitzavi is not a strange man. It's not Stam Priestess. She's talking to kravim, to relatives. You let your wife talk to them. But Vieshachodim is a man that a fly would fall into his food. He'll chew it up or grind it up. He'll eat it there. It doesn't bother him. Zui midas odom ra, that's the midas of a bad man. Shiroyas ishto, he sees his wife. Yoitza, going out on the street for Rosh Hashanah, her hair is uncovered. Or the tovi b'shuk, and she's found weaving in the middle of the streets. Or pruma mishnei.